Hi there, this is the Wale Ukulele Podcast, and I want to welcome you once again to another episode of this podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking, thank you for sharing, thank you for following me on Spotify and Apple Podcast. This podcast is doing really well, especially on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Thank you so much for making this work easy. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for listening. And I believe that you are getting blessed by the contents that I'm putting out on this podcast on a weekly basis. Thank you so much. You're welcome on board once again today. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, especially on Apple Podcast and on Spotify. If you are listening to this podcast for the first time, I want to welcome you and I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this podcast till the end. And if you have not followed me on Spotify, please, as you are listening right now, please hit the follow button right now. And if you have not rated this show, please make sure you rate it. By rating it, you give it an opportunity to be seen by a larger audience. Let us all reach out to the world with this message of hope and inspiration. Please play your part by rating this podcast and by sharing it. We are going to have another awesome time today. You're welcome on board. I'll be right back. Recently, I was checking the statistics of this podcast and I was looking at the number of listeners and the demographic of listeners, and I discovered that the highest group of listeners are those between the ages of 24 and 35, followed by those between the ages of 18 to 24, as provided by Spotify. This information guides my decision on contents to put out. I am intentional about sharing things that will be relevant to the lives of my listeners. Very important. And knowing that most of my listeners are young people, still in the process of growing and becoming what they want to become in God, I am intentional about sharing things that will help you on your journey, as it also helps me, because I am like you. I am like Joshua, leading the people into their promised land whilst also entering the promised land myself, still in the process of growing and becoming. It is very important to have the right mindset in life if you are going to win, and this is why the contents that we put out are important to help you form a positive and right mindset as you journey in life, so that you can win. Last week, I shared about work, having the right mindset towards work, seeing your work as not just something that has to be done so that you can survive, but as something you were born to do. Work is a gift from God, not just some necessary evil which will stand in the way of good that is to come if it is not done. Having said that, today I will be sharing on rest. There must be a balance to everything that we do in life. You must work. If you don't work, you will never fulfill your destiny. You will never become what God wants you to be. It is on the platform of work that people become. While all of that is true, it is also important that you take out time to rest for all your work. Work is a gift from God. Rest is a reward from God. After creating the heavens and the earth, on the seventh day, the Bible says that God rested. He looked at all the things that he did and said, "Wow, now this is good." And then he rested. Everyone who works must be rewarded, and the rest is a reward. It is a reward we give to ourselves so that we can be pumped up to do more. You know, by looking at God's ways, we can learn how to live our lives to the fullest and happily. The concept of the Sabbath, of the Sabbath day instituted by God for the Israelites, is also so that they can rest. It is not just a suggestion for them, it was actually a command. God knows that you must rest. In Leviticus chapter 25, when God was giving Moses, you know, instructions about the Sabbath and Jubilee, God said that after every 6 years, they are not allowed to sow in their fields. God takes into consideration that even the land has to rest. It has to be left to fallow for increased productivity. Rest is a command. You see, there is an interesting story about Jesus in the Bible, the account of Mark in chapter 4. Jesus and his disciples were in a boat, and at a point, the sea became boisterous and it looked like they were going to capsize. They were all afraid, fighting for their lives, but Jesus was somewhere on the boat, sleeping. Now, I know the popular lesson drawn from this story has always been that Jesus had peace even in the storm. You know, I still got joy in chaos kind of message. You know, that Jesus had peace even in the storm, and he was not bothered even though storm was raging around him, because he was at peace in himself and all that. Well, that is a very beautiful, beautiful line of thought. Absolutely fantastic. But have you also thought about it this way? That Jesus was just so tired. He was so deeply asleep that he didn't even realize what was going on. He didn't even know that the sea had become boisterous. Before they got on that boat, Bible says that he had been teaching the multitude since morning, and after that he also taught the disciples separately. After teaching the multitude, they started that meeting since morning till the evening before getting on the boat. And like we have read about Jesus in other scriptures, in earlier chapters, even in Mark, the Bible says that Jesus will always wake up a great deal before the morning. That is like 3 a.m. in the morning to pray. And before he comes out of where he went to pray, most of the time in the wilderness or on the mountain, like the Bible records, before he returns from the place where he went to pray from 3 a.m., people are already waiting. As a matter of fact, there is an account where the Bible says that Peter and some other disciple were looking for Jesus while Jesus went to pray. And when they saw him, they said, "Everybody is looking for you. Everybody is waiting for you." So he had a very busy schedule, and being human, he was tired from so much work, because Jesus was 100% man and 100% God while he was on earth. Bible says the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So he became a man. So Bible also says that we do not have a high priest that is not touched by all the feelings of our infirmity. So he was tempted just like we are. So he felt the pains of man. That was why he could die, because he was a man. If he was not a man, he wouldn't have died. So he was a man, that was why he died. So he was also subject to tiredness. So at this point, Jesus was tired. He has been doing ministry since morning, taught the multitude. Even after coming out from praying from early in the morning, his day started since 3 a.m. And then let's say they started teaching from 9 a.m. After teaching those ones till sometime in the afternoon, then he started teaching the disciples again into the evening. And later in the evening, when they set out in the ship or the boat that they were carrying, Bible says that Jesus slept. So he was tired. I believe that he was tired. He was really tired. Hence, that kind of sleep. You know, there's a kind of sleep that you sleep when you are so exhausted that no matter the kind of noise that is going on around you, you will not wake up. I believe that was the kind of sleep that Jesus was sleeping that day. He was tired. So he had to rest. You see, let's forget about all those people that are always emphasizing on cutting down the hours of our sleep. I believe that you can be very effective without having to deprive yourself of rest. Of course, there are times when you have to do extra work, all right? Stretch yourself and deny yourself of any form of enjoyment. This happens, but it cannot be the norm. That is not the plan of God. God's will is that you enjoy. It is God's will that you eat the fruits of your labor. But how will you do this if you deprive yourself of everything? You don't take out time to relax, you don't sleep well, you don't eat well, or even engage in any form of recreation because you said you are building your future. You need to be very careful so that you will not build a future that you will not feature in. Rest is important. It is God's will. It is God's commandment. That's to tell you how important it is. If God says you should rest, who are you to say you are not going to rest? That's what I think about. So many people like to just talk about work and work and work. And yes, it is good to work. We all know that we should work. But when we spend all our time working, when do we even enjoy the work that we have done? When do we look at the things that we have done and just enjoy ourselves and just appreciate the work that we have done? That was what God did on the seventh day. Bible says that he looked at what he has created and saw that it was good. So he sat down and was appreciating the things that he did. Many of us don't even sit down to appreciate the things that we did. Whenever you finish a task, immediately you start thinking of another. And that is why so many of us are ungrateful, because you don't take out time to even appreciate the things that you have done. When you take out time to appreciate the things that you have done and rest, you will be able to appreciate, all right, the things that God has blessed you with through your work. So rest is important. It is God that commanded it that we should rest. As a person, it is medically recommended that you should get up to between 6 and 8 hours of rest. Medically recommended. It is not my recommendation. Of course, I'm not a medical doctor, but that is what is recommended. You must get at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep on a daily basis. You need to eat good food, engage in activities that will make you relax and excited. Take time away from work and rest. Enjoy the fruit of your labor. Enjoy the fruit of your labor. All the money that you have saved, remove, you know, take a little from it and just go on a vacation and enjoy yourself and rest. It is very, very important. It is very, very important. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. If you have children, sometimes take them somewhere. Maybe you'll take them to their grandparents, you know, or somewhere where you know that, of course, they will be taken care of. And just spend time away, you know, take some time away. Enjoy life with your wife or your husband and just appreciate nature. Appreciate life. Appreciate the things that God has helped you to accomplish while you relax. When you do all of this, you are rejuvenated. It's just like when a person has done a task and the person gets rewarded for the task that they have been done. What happens is that because they are rewarded, they get encouraged, all right, to even do more. This is what rest does to us. When we rest, Rest is a reward for the work that we have done. So when we get this reward, we will be pumped up, all right, to even do more. May the Lord help you. In the name of Jesus, may we not be laid to rest before our time. In the name of Jesus. I believe that you have been blessed by this episode. Please make it a habit to always take time out to rest from all your work, and the Lord will prosper the works of your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for listening today. Please make sure you like this episode. Make sure you share. And if you have not followed me yet on Spotify, please make sure you follow me. And I'll see you again next week. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me via olawalemike@gmail.com. olawalemike@gmail.com. Please follow me on all social media platforms. Wale Okilola on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okilola, and your partner in progress. Have a lovely day.